The coronavirus outbreak is creating uncertainty for workers in the gig economy. Uber drivers and food delivery workers are grappling with whether to stay on the road when so many other people are being told to stay home. The companies they work for are coming under pressure to provide support. Here's NPR's Shannon Bond.
Uber driver Joe Renice noticed things were different last week in downtown San Francisco.
I was driving around the financial district for 3.5 hours. I got one ride.
That was unusual for Renice, who spends a good chunk of his day driving tech workers and tourists around the city.
I mentioned to my rider, I said to her, is it your perception that there's less people on the street? She says, of course there is, because Twitter, Salesforce, Facebook, they will send everybody home.
On top of companies telling people to work from home, big events in many cities are being canceled every day to try to slow the spread of the virus. That's also curbing demand for rides. Idan Alva drives for Lyft in the Bay Area.
Normally when I would drive in San Francisco, I would, during a day, take 2 or 3 people who are there for some large-scale conferences. These passengers, I don't see them in the last few days.
That's freed up Alva for a task that's become the new normal in the age of coronavirus, cleaning everything.
What I would say is that I'm spending a lot more time on dealing with the car and disinfecting it and all that. I didn't do that before, so now I'm doing that.
He says he wipes everything down at least 3 times a day.
I disinfect my car with Lysol and some other cleaning materials and then air freshener to cover the stench of Lysol.
Lyft and Uber both say they're working on providing cleaning supplies to drivers. But those supplies are limited. So for now, drivers like Alva are paying for disinfectant out of their own pockets. The spread of coronavirus is highlighting just how precarious gig work is. The payroll tax cuts and sick leave policies being discussed by the Trump administration would not apply to gig workers, who aren't considered employees of companies like Uber and Lyft. Linda Valdivia drives for Uber in Los Angeles. She says she's taking a financial hit.
It's very worrying to work under these conditions. So I am trying to drive less than before right now, you know, because I'm being a little cautious about it.
Uber, Lyft, Instacart, DoorDash, and Amazon are offering financial help, but only to workers who have either been diagnosed with coronavirus or put in mandatory quarantine by public health officials. And that's a limited number. Instacart is introducing sick pay for all workers. Another food delivery app, Postmates, will cover medical expenses for workers in 22 states, even if they haven't been diagnosed with the virus or quarantined. But drivers like Valdivia still feel a squeeze. Harry Campbell runs a popular blog for drivers called The Rideshare Guy.
And you have drivers who are often, you know, only making around $15 to $20 an hour before expenses. So when you start racking up a lot of those expenses, you make less as a driver.
Another thing Uber, DoorDash, and other companies have discussed is pooling money into a fund for the many gig workers who drive or deliver for more than one service. That kind of crossover could become even more common as more people hunker down at home and order groceries and meals for delivery. Campbell says he advises Uber and Lyft drivers who are nervous about exposing themselves to passengers to deliver food instead through apps like Instacart and DoorDash.
If the virus does spread and consumers and customers stop going out as frequently and don't even go out to dinner, for example, or want to pick up food, I think that's when we'll see a big shift to food delivery, sort of like what we've already seen happen in China.
Instacart says demand for grocery delivery is already higher in some American cities. Shannon Bond, NPR News, San Francisco.